Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now in France, unexpectedly, Emmanuel Macron is in the political fight of his life. This week and weekend, French voters will go to the polls for the first round of the presidential election there. Current president Emmanuel Macron is the front runner in the race, but Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right party National Rally, is gaining points ahead of this week's vote. Rising costs, the Russian connection of candidates, broken promises, the mother who cares for kittens, all elements of an intriguing campaign so far. The election comes at a time as France continues to grapple with the fallout of the war in Ukraine and, as I say, the cost of living crisis. Elaine Cobb is a journalist with the CBS News, who is based in Paris, and she joins me now. You're very welcome, Elaine. This is a much closer campaign than people thought it was just a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. Just a few weeks ago, Emmanuel Macron was able to take the calculated decision to not join the campaign actively and just ride on the wave of "I'm busy saving Ukraine and Europe from Russia." But he seemed to have missed that vital point where things soured over there, and he should have gotten back to looking to the French people and saying, "Okay, I'm yours again." And he has run a very lackluster campaign in the short time he's had, and he hasn't come up with much of a program. Even in his absence, he could have put out a program, but it's been very much, you know, I'm here, and I'm sort of going to continue doing what I did. And, you know, it's showing, because Marine Le Pen is now just 3 points behind him. That's within the margin of error of opinion polls. So it is still all to win.
What lines are Marine Le Pen running repeatedly to get some attraction from voters?
Marine Le Pen has changed her style dramatically since 2017, when we last saw the two paired off against each other. She's calmed down on Europe. She's dropping the whole "let's leave Europe" thing and "let's leave the Eurozone." But her program hasn't changed on other levels, such as being anti-immigration, anti-Islam, very much against the US and pulling back a bit from Europe. But she keeps repeating that she is for the people, of the people. She's been very, very measured. She's been talking only about the things that are, in fact, the real issues this time round, which is purchasing power, the economy, inflation. People are concerned about how far their money goes. COVID has hit people hard in that way, and that's what matters. And she has very much seen that that's what matters, and she's been playing that card, as indeed has the far-left candidate, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who's won a brilliant campaign on "I'm here to help you and I can bring real change." And he's doing very well in the polls at 16.5%. So not impossible that he is also a potential threat.
The Russian connection that I alluded to, Elaine, Emmanuel Macron is being derided, isn't he, for appealing time and again to Vladimir Putin to stop the war, to set up some kind of a ceasefire in Ukraine. But he throws his own line back at Marine Le Pen regarding Russia.
Well, he's been partly derided, but his view, and many of the allies are happy to agree with, is that someone's got to keep the channels open. And Macron is representing Europe as the president of Europe at the moment. And Putin still talks to him. And the view is very much it's better to talk to him than not talk at all. But Marine Le Pen has connections with Vladimir Putin. She's openly pro-Russian. At the start of the war, she was still saying, no, I want to do deals with Russia. She hasn't changed her mind on that, but she hasn't been talking so much. And I think Macron is holding that until the inter-round debate that will happen between the two rounds. There are 2 weeks between the two rounds. And he will definitely throw all of that at her then. Mm-hmm. And she was doing much better in 2017 until the debate, where he was clearly superior on this. It remains to be seen whether he can keep that momentum going. Now, Jean-Luc Mélenchon also has, of course, a long history of support for Russia, having been far left. And so there's the current situation there is definitely having an effect on how
also,
people are perceiving them.
There's also the loan, that national rally, Marine Le Pen's, the loan she got from a Russian bank, and she's repaying, and it's likely to feature in the campaign in the next few days or so as well. What about broken promises, Elaine? Because it's incredible. I think Emmanuel Macron is only 44 still. So he came to power 5 years ago as a 38-year-old promising to unite the various factions of French politics. But now Mélenchon and Marine Le Pen can point to various broken promises, can't they?
They can. And the biggest is that he said, you know, once people united to block Marine Le Pen, he said, I am going to break the far right. I am going to make sure that France is no longer extremist. And all that's happened is that they have become stronger. And a lot of young people are very disappointed in his economic policies. And certainly Marine Le Pen has been making a big deal of that. COVID has not helped, of course, because it hasn't helped anyone's economy. And it didn't help that Macron, for reasons best known to himself, suddenly decided last week that the one campaign thing he'd mentioned is that he's going to raise the retirement age to 65, which might not sound much to Ireland, but in France it's currently 62. So people were very unhappy, and that's certainly not a way to appeal to the people who already feel left behind.
Can you tell me briefly then how this is going to play out? Because they go to the polls for the first round of the presidential election this weekend. What happens then, Elaine, briefly?
So there are 12 candidates in this first round, but as I said, there are the three front runners who really matter. Also, the traditional right and left parties, the Socialist Party and the LR Conservatives, are pretty much decimated. So once we have the end, it's looking like a Macron-Le Pen playoff in 2 weeks' time. Outside chance that it could be Macron and Mélenchon. Macron would certainly prefer that because he'd definitely win. And then we have 2 weeks of where there'll be a debate between the candidates, more campaigning, and I'm sure that Macron supporters are hoping he will be much more present. And then the second round runoff is the final vote on April 24, and that's the decider for who will be president.
My God, it is some campaign and some election so far. Will it be the incumbent, if it is Macron Le Pen, or will it be, as she portrays herself, the woman of the state or the mother who cares for kittens, Marine Le Pen? We shall see. Elaine Cobb, journalist with CBS News in Paris. Thank you.